Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and gave himself up on her behalf. Now look at this. See where the perversion is? Husbands are called to unconditional, awesome love that's very intimate. Because the relationship of a husband and wife represents this bride that the Holy Spirit's going to bring forth, and a relationship eternal with Christ as her bridegroom. Pastors and fivefold leaders have nothing to do with this. Nothing. And think of the perversions when you really start to understand what it's reflecting. And then stop and think of all the pastors you know who have fallen because of sexual. That's a Jezebel spirit. That is a part of the Jezebel spirit in the body of Christ. She promotes immorality and confusion in the areas of relationships, along with false worship. So they can call me what they want, but I'm doing the opposite. But the Jezebel spirit's always going to come against the real. That spirit of puffing up man, that spirit of having someone take the place of Christ, that spirit of false worship is always going to come against the pure of, okay, Lord, I'm not going to rebel against my husband. I thank you for him. I thank you that he shows me how you're going to be a protector, how you're going to be security, how you're going to love me. And if he's godly and really led by the Spirit, he really will reflect those things. And the world will say, that is such an awesome couple. And their kids are so trained up in the things of God. That's what it's supposed to do, folks. But we got to get it clear enough in our own thinking and then get our hearts right. Okay. That he might sanctify it, cleansing it by the washing of the water and the word. That he might present it to himself as a glorious assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it be holy and without blemish. There's not one word in there about husbands preaching to their wives. Not one word in there about the husbands, the priest of the wife. All that's lies. It's all perversion. It all takes the place of Christ and the Holy Spirit. He's saying, in the natural, just like the husband takes care of things, in the natural, just like the husband loves the wife, where they have sex in there, and it's awesome and wonderful if they love God, and it's fruitful, and they multiply, and there's this awesome reproducing going on, and godly fruit coming from it, just in the same way, it's going to be with Christ and the bride. There's going to come a people so cleansed and holy, made holy by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, that they're going to reproduce Christ to the world. They're going to reflect Christ to the world. And they're going to have visions and ministries that I'm going to give them that the Holy Spirit's going to birth, that's going to glorify God.
So husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He loving his wife loves himself. So then no one hated his own flesh. So if the devil can get you to hate yourself and your flesh, he's already perverted things to where you're going to be a horrible husband. But he nourishes it and cherishes it, even also the Lord in the assembly. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife. The two shall be one flesh, not one spirit. You're only one spirit with the Holy Ghost. Okay? You're only one spirit with the Godhead. You are not one spirit with your spouse. And there is perverted teaching about that. And that causes unbelievable soul ties and perversion. And what a bunch of confusion. We got to quit taking the place of Christ. Let him have his place. This mystery is great, but I speak to Christ as to the church. However, you also, everyone, let each love his wife as himself, and the wife that she give deference to her husband. In other words, wives, if there's a question or argument, if there's something like that going on, then your husband gets to make the decision. So it's saying, if there's a disagreement and something in the natural, wives, because he represents Christ, he represents headship, he makes the decision, and it's between him and me. But there's other scriptures say, listen to your wife, honor your wife. And most men who have any fear of the Lord know, she's pretty in tune to God, I'm going to listen to what she has to say. Okay? But Satan has hurt that relationship. He's perverted that relationship, and many people
are rebellious. Many women are rebellious and do not want to submit to a husband because they've been hurt or they've watched their parents do it wrong or whatever. God wants to get that out of your heart because you can't really submit to Christ. You can't really have an intimate relationship with Christ with rebellion in your heart in the area of intimacy with your spouse or with the whole marriage institution. If you want to, it is like an institution, but government. God's saying, look, marriage is great. And if it didn't go that way for you, if marriage didn't go great for you, the devil messed it up. It's not a bad system. If your work relationships don't go great for you, if your government doesn't go great for you, it's not because I came up with a bad idea. It's because the devil's perverted it, okay? 2 Peter 2:1-10.